From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. The White House pushes for Iran nuclear accord approval. The multi-front effort to sell the international agreement on Iran's nuclear program to U.S. lawmakers and skeptical allies continues today. Vice President Joe Biden will meet with key Senate Democrats. His effort comes a day after President Barack Obama gave a staunch defense of the deal as the best way to keep Iran from having a nuclear weapon.
It prevents the most serious threat, Iran obtaining a nuclear weapon, which would only make the other problems that Iran may cause even worse.
President Obama has said he'll veto any congressional rejection of the plan that may come during the 60-day review period that lawmakers will have. One of the harshest critics of the agreement, Republican Senator John McCain, told VOA it's doubtful enough Democrats would join Republicans to get the needed votes for a veto override. The prospect of ending Iranian sanctions is seen as providing major trade opportunities for Turkey. Dorian Jones reports.
Turkey's economy minister, Mehmet Şimşek, tweeted great news for the Turkish economy on hearing the internationally negotiated deal with Iran over its nuclear program. Şimşek predicted a surge in investments and trade between the neighbors, with a nuclear deal set to lift international trade sanctions on Iran. Later this year, a preferential trade agreement between Turkey and Iran is set to come into force. The trade agreement could double business within 2 years. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The Greek parliament approved a package of tough reforms demanded by the country's creditors in return for a bailout. European parliaments will have something to say about that. Suspected Boko Haram militants have killed at least 45 people in northeastern Nigeria over 2 days. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President George H.W. Bush is in a hospital after a fall that broke a bone in his neck. A family spokesman says Mr. Bush, now 91 years old, is getting treatment in Portland, Maine. That's not far from the Bush family's summer home in Kennebunkport on the northeastern coast of the United States. The spokesman says Mr. Bush is fine and not expected to stay long at the hospital, but will likely wear a neck brace when he comes home. George H.W. Bush served as president from 1989 until 1993. North and South Korea officials will be holding talks today aimed at resolving a long-running wage dispute at the Kaesong Industrial Complex, a jointly run factory. Two sides have been mired in a months-long dispute over the North's unilateral move to raise the minimum monthly wage for its workers. South Korea insists that any wage change must be determined through mutual agreement. Mexican troops are being deployed in the municipality of Badiraguato, including roads leading to La Tuna. That's the birthplace of drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, all part of an operation to recapture him. Soldiers have set up checkpoints, stopping vehicles and reviewing driver's licenses and registration. The United Nations Children's Fund is warning that up to 1.3 million people in battle-scarred areas of eastern Ukraine face a serious water crisis. Lisa Schlein has details.
The water crisis is centered in eastern Ukraine's Donetsk and Luhansk regions. The United Nations Children's Fund reports fighting in this region has seriously disrupted the supply of safe drinking water for up to 1.3 million children and adults. It says more than 470,000 people in rebel-controlled areas of the Luhansk region also lack a good water supply. This, it says, is forcing many families to travel to neighboring villages to get water from functioning wells. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Ugandan Defense Minister Crispus Kayonga is scheduled to arrive in Burundi today to lead discussions aimed at resolving tensions in the country ahead of the rescheduled presidential vote July 21st. Some opposition and civil society groups reject Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza's controversial re-election bid. The solar-powered plane trying to circumnavigate the globe is grounded in the U.S. Pacific Island state of Hawaii for at least 9 months as experts attempt to repair the plane's batteries. The team behind the single-seat aircraft known as Solar Impulse 2 announced Wednesday that battery damage sustained during a record 118-hour flight from Japan to Hawaii will need a prolonged repair and testing period before the plane can continue its flight across the continental United States. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.